Okay, I am now recording. This meeting has been called to order at whatever 9:11, and with all of the working group present and any additions or deletions to the agenda. I need to get someone to move to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
I didn't read them, so it can't be me.
This is on public record.
Yeah. Well, I move to approve the minutes.
And I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Raise your hands, aye. Okay, the minutes are approved.
Okay.
Slacker.
Yeah, you just wrote it.
We have no public input because nobody's here. Nobody wrote me anything. And now we're moving on to the last item on our agenda, which is to assess the area. Shall we?
Yes.
And
so I'll just tell you, so in part of my assessment, I had this idea of like a last resort if we couldn't come up with anything else. And, thinking of a short bailout where, but that runs into the water treatment plant. I said, if you're going to have like a fence all around the treatment plant, I asked Kevin Caldwell if there's going to be like multiple buildings. Mm. And I said, would you consider, if we could somehow, get a grant or get the funds that we actually have a corridor down through the water treatment plant,
like an easement
fenced
almost.
On both sides. Yeah, almost like an easement.
Right.
And that it would be a secure fence, just as secure as a perimeter fence. And he said, that's not that bad of an idea, except security. He was concerned about security, like having people be up close and personal.
Right.
But then, so that was his number one reason for not wanting to do it.
Yeah.
So I would just say, I think we should keep an open mind, because if you could build a secure fence and where the buildings are, we don't know any of that because they're not even going to get their design until next year. Cool. And they're not going, and then it'll probably take them a year or two to actually build it.
Right.
And so then,
hey,
and then when they, while they're building it, there's going to be all kinds of construction and disruptions to the trail.
Right.
So when I was talking to Chris, we pointed that out, and we said, if we're looking, especially for the longer bailout, and we're trying to avoid National Forest because of, they have to do NEPA and things that would take so long, mm-hmm. we're looking at a pretty long window anyways.
Well, I think we could avoid National Forest altogether.
Well, yeah, but do we need to, what I'm saying, is before the time involved. And, so I'd say let's still consider what the best possible trail is and then look at what would be the barriers that we would need to overcome.
Right.
Because maybe if it's a time thing, that might be moot anyways. Like if we really can't find something suitable.
Right.
And then we've wasted 3 years where, so I'm just saying let's just keep an open mind about all those things.
Yeah. I think there's a good argument for, currently there's a lot of, we're going to walk past camps up here.
Yeah.
So having a signed corridor, almost in my mind, might be counterintuitive to someone who doesn't understand those dynamics of who's using the trails as much.
Yeah.
But I think that would probably be better for security to have more.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Different users coming through rather than.
And I think it's still, we don't know where the buildings are. There might be big cement blocks that you can't see into. Who knows what kind of fence they're going to put on the perimeter. So.
Yeah.
I'd say it's probably not. It really would be a last resort.
My first scouting trip, I walked from the Forest Service gate all the way up about a mile and a half.
Uh huh.
And there were there's one viable place going up that we could come down, but there's a huge watershed in between, so it wouldn't really work. So I think Casey was right, we don't really need to go on the Forest Service.
Yeah, well hopefully, yeah.
I mean, I guess the only other tie-in I know of is the other trail up there, right?
The other trail being?
Rob's Trail.
That'd
be the only other exit point.
That is super steep.
Oh, the one we used to walk up to Build Wonder?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so I mean, but besides, I mean, that's kind of the reality of what is up there, I guess. So coming out, this is kind of the area I had noted on my map. If we had found a go-around that we would be able to share, this is where I'd envision the bikers coming out.
Right.
And, you know, I know we've talked about, we don't want to share anything like this.
Yeah.
Downhill bikes.
Right.
This seemed a little more of like, if this was the only option, I feel like it would be a safe one.
Yeah.
Just because.
Did you hike that way, though?
Yeah, I came down.
Okay. Because it's pretty steep there, also.
Yeah, I felt like I found, I don't know if I just got lucky and found something that I thought would work, or if I was totally overjudging my...
The other thing that hasn't really been talked about is, while they're building the water treatment plant, assuming they build it,
this will all be closed.
Right. All this entrance will be closed. And the access to Wonder will be across a bridge that's not built yet.
Oh, but you'll still be able to get there.
Yeah, you'll be going up this hillside.
Right. Well, so, that's where I'm talking about where I came from.
So, in fact, it might be right here.
Yeah, and that's probably what I walked through.
Right.
You know, kind of through here. But, you know, just from walking from where the tents are normally perched.
Right.
Around, kind of above the TID area, the old ditch road, across this into here. I felt like it could support a trail or two.
Of course, that assumes that you could get over there in the first place.
Yeah, you'd have to like go up on that perch, not around the backside.
But I guess it means that you'd have to go in that north side that Chris is saying. Don't go there.
I'll point it out when we get up there.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I was going to ask you about towards. How come we didn't paint or cone this thing? And is it still live?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I doubt it, but I really don't know.
I think we ought to have the city give us some soil and build up the grade of this. Because it just dips down anyway.
But it's not really a hazard. I mean, I ride my bike and I run and I hike here.
The only thing I'm thinking is that dust. Yeah. At dusk, it's kind of invisible.
So, just for point of reference, we are not now walking right next to the fence that would be here.
Yeah, Torsten, I came through this little flat area and paralleled around here. So, up to this point, I'm still feeling pretty good about the grade, you know, for another. But that, like you're saying, I guess that's where this trail might have to end up.
Well, that's what I was going to say, based on the fence.
Nice rock down there. You know, just kind of picturing right in here.
I've meant to
bring
him. Wrapping that contour.
I bet it was, stupid.
I can give you one if you need it.
Okay, well, thank you. Hopefully not. So it's already, you can see, clumping going on down here, just from recent.
Yep.
Are you suggesting it's geologically unstable?
Well, I just see slumpies.
Yeah.
And I'm not a geologist, so...
That was another one of their monitoring places down there.
You can see the head of it right there.
Yeah.
You play one on TV?
Harvest some firewood.
Yeah, so we're right on the fence right here.
Can I see that really quick?
So.
Oh, yeah. Right at the corner.
Yeah.
I was on a river trip.
So you can see
year.
When we go back this way.
We'll be into it.
Yeah, so all this is going to have to go get pushed over. So what will probably happen is this will move lower and go further around. I'm not sure.
I walked yesterday. It's totally workable.
Yeah.
In my mind. Because honestly, like this, this knob kind of runs like that.
Yeah.
At that grade, and you can just walk out here and just zigzag it back up.
Yeah, and I think that's what we'll have to do.
Yeah, and seeing that it's like as soon as we start getting over that way,
the other side of it.
Anything, really, yeah.
But
yeah.
This right here is kind of what I was looking on your map. The original map was area. It said area deemed too steep.
Uh-huh.
I was looking. This is the steepest of what we just walked by.
Right.
But it still doesn't look too steep to me for a trail.
But again, that'd be all predicated on being able to use that north side that Chris is prohibiting us
or
doing.
That's the short bailout.
Oh, you do a quick bailout,
but
I see.
I don't know if that would be worth it.
Well, it might be.
Is this a user-created trail?
No, well, not. It,
or,
I mean, it is and it isn't. So
yeah.
There used to be a ditch here.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
It goes all the way around to Ashland Creek Estates.
Uh-huh.
And I think various camper people use it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of trash back
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And then right on the other side, this goes.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
That's where
yeah.
the slide is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Took out the trail.
I saw the same thing. I was like, yep, turn it around.
This next switchback is the one that's into the property.
The yeah, so...
Up there.
You mean into the water treatment plant?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're about...
So if they were tight, we could go like...
yeah.
This is the fence right here.
Fence right here, huh?
Yeah.
They're giving themselves quite a wide berth.
Well, it used to go all the way down to the creek.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they realized they were violating riparian concerns.
Well, is it... worth looking into to see if they're still, or are they definitely out of that? Because, I mean,
the riparian is about 75
like,
feet.
Like, could they put the fence right there?
Yeah. I can't imagine there's, yeah. I suspect they're dotting their I's and crossing their T's.
Yeah. Are they getting the mic? I thought that was the holdup before.
They're getting it from you. They raised their water prices 10 years ago.
Yeah. I wonder if this
well,
means...
also, I think, and I'll, when we get to the place, I can read you exactly what he wrote to me. Like, the fence, it's not like that's a stone.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they, what he talked about was... You know, it's like in general, it's big to make sure that, you know, that it could accommodate the design.
Right.
The final fence, at least the impression that I got, that the final fence would be likely a little tighter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think this would be the same place. There's already like a little deer path there.
Yep.
This is kind of like as far that way as you want to go, and then wrap back into that ditch.
Yep.
But it's hard to know, like, if this trail is going to move.
Right, how much
really
room
plan.
Is there left? Yeah.
But, I mean, it might also be worth, like a you know, advocacy ask of, work 30 yards that way for the fence would save a lot of, you know, public. People aren't going to be happy to see this thing sitting up there either. They'll get some complaints.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, you can't walk on the water treatment plant road. Even though it's a half a mile from the plant.
Yeah.
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 Right.
So having them build a corridor through their plant is pretty damn unlikely.
I've always wondered about, of course we've talked about this in the past, just how it used to be open to walk around Reader Reservoir. And then after, I think, 9/11, maybe that changed. Is that right?
I don't think so.
No.
I think
that
started way before.
The gate right down here used to be able to walk around.
Down here?
And go up the Snark.
But you could never walk around Reader Reservoir.
Not that I'm aware of.
Gotcha.
They had a fence there.
Yeah, I noticed that. That gravel went
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
That was new.
Yeah, they've been doing little just to work here and there.
And this replaces the reader facility?
I don't know if replaces is the right word. I think it's
redundant.
Yeah. So this area, I can't remember if we're in the fenced area anymore,
I'd like
to see the we are.
Again.
Now, is that like where he's talking about the little pond, that hole?
No.
It's up above.
Still up there.
Okay.
We'll see in a minute.
Yeah, you'll hear the frogs.
Before I knew about the fence and everything, I was thinking this area right here was really nice gradient, even above us. Yeah.
The fence is below us now, but not very far. So, and what they told me, Kevin told me, they were going to dynamite somewhere nearby here. So this part of the trail would actually be destroyed in all likelihood.
Yeah.
And then we have to rebuild.
Right.
It could stay here, but it would just have to be rebuilt.
Let me see if I can bring up what he wrote.
Guess it didn't
yesterday.
Matter if we trimmed those trees in, huh?
Probably not. In the long run, yes. Yeah, I suspect some of these trees won't be there.
Okay, I'm just going to read what he wrote. He said is attached as a drawing. We spoke about showing the proposed treatment plant in location relative to the Wonder Trail. Keep in mind that the plant design will not complete for at least another year, so there could be some changes to facility location as the design progresses. That being said, I don't see the Clearwell location changing much because its location is very much elevation dependent in order for us to keep gravity working. Public Works is happy to coordinate fencing location to minimize trail conflicts the best we can.
Yeah.
We just don't have anything final yet to work from. And then he said, I appreciate you reaching out and your understanding to route any requests through Chris Chambers. So they want to have like
a line of communication.
Yes, yeah.
Through Chris, okay.
And Chris doesn't have a problem with that. So,
okay.
That being said, so he's leaving the door open for some flexibility, and the design, the fencing's not etched in stone. And what he was telling me in our conversation was that, the plan is mostly on this part here.
Mm-hmm.
And the fencing is just, to keep
it's a buffer.
It's a buffer and to keep a distance.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so
if it's moving 20, 50 feet, I don't know. So we just can't rule anything out yet and until they get the design.
Right.
What this is all kind of leading me to pursue is that side. Because
I agree. Yeah.
It's
the more likely.
Yeah.
The more likely and
the least amount of resistance.
Yeah.
And what I thought is if we were able to use your upper part, we could come across here.
Right.
And then go down. But we may have to move our trail up there. So.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think we should file that away.
Yeah.
As once we see, that could be a shorter.
It's a pretty good route from up there. But then again, like I said earlier, eventually you're going to have to tie into the people and bikes climbing to get out.
Unless at the saddle you just had a...
No, up here it's okay. It's when you get down.
Oh, yeah.
Down there.
Like at that point. Yep.
Well, here's a thought.
Yeah.
This is idle speculation in a way, but in the event that there was a bridge that was built down there,
right,
a temporary bridge, well, temporary but permanent could be, that could then become the mountain bike bridge, and then the pedestrian route remains where it is now in the uphill route.
Yeah.
That's pie in the sky. Who knows what might transpire.
What did he say this bridge was for?
Well, it was supposed to be, while they're doing construction, we won't be able to use the current trail because it'll be blocked off. And they're going to replace that culvert, which is a bridge.
So you're talking about a pedestrian bridge, not a vehicle bridge.
Not a vehicle bridge.
Okay, gotcha.
But they are going to replace the vehicle bridge down there.
Right.
Which is why we won't be able to come in the present trail.
Mm.
Big changes afoot.
Yes. I'm more and more impressed that you guys got this built the more I learn about the history.
Yeah. There were definitely some hurdles.
Yeah, of course. But
I was reviewing some of the dialogue between Forest Lands Commission and myself, and the area that we're going to hike through that is the area that Chris was not very keen on us going into, which we avoided, but we still had to go through sort of a section that was subject to...
That big draw at the top?
Yeah.
Before the final cliff track?
Yeah, but it includes part of the our trail is in sort of a rectangle of concern.
Okay.
So we're monitoring it for our agreement.
Yeah.
But there's no, I mean, we really haven't had a representative wet year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, because I was wondering about the same thing, about how to confirm, I mean, you know, by nature, like, any depression or draw at some point probably was influenced by water. But but there's always, I mean, they can be non-water-bearing draws, right? And would you need someone to come determine, like, yeah, this is not an active, this is like a sheet drain rather than a channel of water.
Yeah,
that's
an engineering geologist issue.
An example would be having the top of Jabberwocky go right through, you know, a draw that...
Right. It doesn't have any water flowing in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I always look at draws and go, oh, someone's going to have an issue with that.
Yeah.
But... obviously, there's times when that's less important to avoid.
Yeah. I hope this recording doesn't take up all of my 4 gigabytes of remaining space.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never tried to record anything for that long.
Yeah, so right there, back behind us, is that saddle where you go up, and there's probably 2 or 3 camps right now. I gave some good
notes. At the top.
One at the top, and then you keep going. There's a little like dugout clearing, kind of like there used to be over in Lithia.
Are there actually people in it?
Well, that's kind of where we walked down through.
It looked active. I didn't find people, but I found tents and shoes and belongings.
Did when we walked down that old skid trail, and we kind of walked over these bluffs where?
Yeah. Oh yeah, there were definitely
camps.
Yeah, it's a perennial popular spot.
Yeah.
Nice spot.
I don't see anybody there at the moment.
Yeah, his tent was collapsed the other day, and now it's gone.
Yeah.
Think about selling it. But...
Speaking of selling, I finally saw the Hoffman property listed.
Yeah, is it $6 million or something?
$10 million.
$10 million?
Yeah.
Boy, that's ambitious.
There's
goal.
A lot of.
Are you on the Parks Commission?
No. I'm a nobody.
You're a nobody.
So, Dave, I know it on a map, but let me know when we get to that switchback, that first flow of switchback.
By the way, here's our first sight of the seep. There's a seep that goes all the way up our
trail. I know. Yep.
So it'll always be wet.
Yep. Yeah, we've talked about putting in a perf pipe.
Yeah.
And having it capture the water and then reroute it.
Just dig a trench and put some drain rock in it, you'd be good to go.
With how dry it is and the minimal disturbance.
Well, this isn't so bad here, but up above it's a little worse.
I was going to say, a seat might be a good thing.
Yeah.
Hey, look, the point burn is quick venting. It was venting straight up, and now it's blowing over.
Good.
The other day, I was doing intervals on my bike, and I came back, and I was gasping. And then I talked to a friend who has one of those purple air sensors.
Oh, yeah.
He said, the AQI is 200.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder I'm wheezing.
That'll do it. Oh, a little fog bank moving in, too.
Yeah. Yeah, for those of us who live in the lowlands, it was a freezing fog last night.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it burned off before 8:30 a.m., I'm guessing.
Yeah, right around 8:30 at my house. wondering if I could put this on pause for a little bit. Are we going to say anything important in the next 5-10 minutes?
Make it.
Yeah, it looks kind of toasted.
On Tuesday we looked at Lower Alice, and I'm getting a ride through town. I'm saying, well, that plume looks mighty close to where we're going.
Yeah, that's what Chris was saying. He said, oops.
The stump was on fire next to the trail.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it's a little wetter up
here. Yeah, here it is. Yeah. Here's the next part of this. Let's see. And you don't see freeze thaw too much in Ashland, but I was noticing it up by Hit Road a little bit.
Yeah.
There are some spots.
Yeah. It's a weird phenomenon. It gets kind of muddy and...
Yeah, Mount of the Rope gets it. Like, you can set your watch by it.
Huh.
Even when it's dry, all that water just gets somehow sucked back up.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna go ahead?
Oh,
okay, you know what?
Were you on that Helitech crew?
I was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna put this on pause. If you guys have relevant trail stuff to say about this trail, then we'll turn it back on.
Hand.
There we go.
Okay, they don't know where here is. You can kind of cut down.
Yep.
There.
Right.
So this is the fourth switch from the top, is kind of how I had counted. The fourth outturn, like southern outturn.
Is this where your pink flag is, or?
I thought this was too low.
Yeah.
So I put it at the next one up.
Right.
And you can see it, what Torsten was talking about on Zoom, that just the amount of...
It's a sandy loose.
Sand here.
This is where I said, when you cross this section, we probably have to crib it above and below the trail.
Yeah.
And then there's a draw that drops off right on the other side.
But you can
put that one
contour around here and then go back down.
Right.
Yeah. I'm excited to look over the edge from above. Show you guys what I was looking at. There's basically like a nose with two draws on either side. One of them's a steeper draw, and one of them's less steep.
The one on the far side is the steep draw.
Right.
And you know when you go through the forest gate, a couple hundred yards, there's a flat area with a sign?
Yeah.
That's where I initially wanted to come down.
Uh-huh.
But there's a really steep draw in between there. So, and that's the one you're talking about.
Right. But there's, yeah, you can avoid it. If I stay on that nose and then contouring like you're saying, back this way more.
There was a nice homeless trail at the bottom of that draw. Of course, they seem to have the best trails, you know?
That thing's picking up again. Look at that. The whole wind shifted now.
Yeah. Phil, how are you doing?
The thing
it's not straight uphill.
Walking.
Yeah.
The thing that
see why.
There's another trail heading up. I didn't like this
switchback
as well.
Provide a good like stopping point. The only thing about, and this is not by no means something that would give me pause about putting a trail there if we could, is the straightaway is you're on the trail, whereas this you can kind of get out of the way while you rest.
That's why I said the other day, if you're climbing and you're negotiating this turn, you don't want to consider whether I should break off the center of the turn and head out that way.
Right.
You want to do it
like
somewhere else.
You need like an exit spot.
Like down below it.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. But I think people would figure it out too. Like, oh, I need to get to...
You also have a sign, right?
Well, yeah, turn ahead.
But if you were negotiating this turn on a bike going uphill, I don't think you'd accidentally go out there.
But like here, if you're gonna do it here, I'd break down by that tree and go below that and then through between those. It's pretty steep there though, of course.
Right. I guess I don't understand why you wouldn't go off
the
at
turn.
The apex of the turn. And I could see if it were steep and you couldn't negotiate the turn.
Yeah, you're going fast.
If you were...
Have you climbed this on your bike?
Doesn't lower wonder... Doesn't upper wonder pass the top of lower wonder on a turn?
Yep, it does.
So that could be a good example of... Yeah. But people aren't going down from there. They're only coming up.
Well, you could turn if you're riding up this, and then you want to go down to the road.
Oh, right.
You can go down to the road, or you can turn.
Yeah,
up.
That's a similar example then.
Yeah.
If you were riding, and you're like going, yeah, this is getting kind of steep. I'm gonna start thinking about bailing out.
Yeah.
And so
Hence
like,
the name.
Yeah, and so.
You got
that,
a hiker coming behind you guys.
Like, this turn would be an example of, like, oh yeah, I made this one, but I'm not going to make the next one. Or, you know, I better start thinking now.
Right, if you had two options is what you're saying.
Like, maybe not the first opportunity might be too soon. Hi, guy.
Okay, go.
Bye, have a great day. So I was just thinking... I don't know, of the mentality of, like, not the first chance, but maybe, you know, like...
Go one more,
and okay, because you don't want them to, like, you know, go, oh, I don't need this yet, and then go to the next one and go, oh, now I can't make it, then they have to go back down to...
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
The
bailout.
So, like...
I think that's some of the issues we ran into early on with people riding down this, they would get... You know, 10 minutes in and go, oh, I got another 2 miles to go.
Yeah.
And then I don't think we're seeing that anymore because those people
don't ride here anymore. We thought about actually putting the elevation change on the sign.
Yeah.
Like, once you go on this, you have 1,000 feet of climbing or whatever.
Yeah, that's why I think it would be really helpful for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, to know that difficulty, whether, you know, like even a profile. You know, little sign, little thing that...
We did that over on Lewis Loops. We just added a couple of signs that have... They have sort of an aerial view.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then we add elevations to that. I don't think it has a profile. Profile might help.
I always thought it'd be nice to have a little signal on the post that appears on your cell phone. And you could have info pop up.
Like a little
QR
code thing.
There's some pretty cool signage out there I've seen in various trail systems.
Mm-hmm.
There is, like, even these trails, and my big beef about the signs that they have is that, you know, whether it's, you know, horse, biker, no biker, it's on the bottom, you know, where is if that should be on top and the name of the trail should be on the bottom.
It depends on your... Yeah, it depends on what you want. What's the most important thing, to know what trail you're on or whether it's a bike, hike, equestrian trail?
Yeah,
right.
Or uphill, downhill.
Relatedly, we had ordered some signs through the Forest Service and spent a big chunk of AWPA money on those signs. And then the new recreation supervisor said, oh, why are you buying metal signs? He'd always been told to buy metal signs.
Yeah.
And said, no, we're not doing this anymore.
Uh-oh.
Carsonite signs.
Is that just a different, stronger...
Carsonite are those vertical brown posts.
And they're flexible.
Cheap.
Yeah, those are not ideal from a user perspective.
Well, you can get...
They're harder to see.
Well, they're harder to see, but you can get... I don't know, I feel like you can get less information on them.
Yeah.
But they're cheaper, a lot cheaper, because you don't have
the
post. Easier to haul out to remote areas.
So they're not going to let you put up the metal sign?
We're going to finish the signs that we have.
Uh-huh.
And then henceforth, I think it's going to be Carsonite.
Well,
but the irony is, we wanted to do Carsonite from the beginning, because they were easier and cheaper. And they were told, no, you have to have reflective metal.
You can put,
That's
oh, here you go.
My best guess.
Okay.
If you go there,
there's a little deer trail that goes around.
Behind that madrone, you can kind of contour over. See over it.
There's a little ledge there, and then going across.
GPS going slow today. Okay, so now we're one switch back from the last switch.
Yeah, you know what's funny, Dave, is the very first track I have from my original proposal, very close to this.
Yeah.
You know, but it's starting from a little higher up. But yeah, I did I guess my concern over here was the steepness of the draw in this area, but I haven't looked through it. I mean, down just above that madrone, there's a trail that goes across.
A deer trail or a AFR trail or?
Probably an animal trail, but
you know, right, but a heavy one. But then there's just like this depression.
Yeah, you have to kind of go. You have to loop around that.
Yeah, kind of like up, and then you grab that ridge. But
right, then you come back.
We'll go look.
And that's the ridge you're talking about.
I think there's a way to get on that ridge without having to go through here. And you're a little higher up. But if this would work...
Got some runners coming down.
If you could get through here, this is kind of what I'm talking about, of like, oh, this is where I want to... I don't want to go any higher than this.
Right.
This is a hefty climb for a look for...
Yeah. For me. It's a hefty climb for me.
Yeah, right. I didn't want to say it.
I'm always amazed how pegged my heart rate is by about this point.
Yeah. You gotta be, and if you are trying to control your heart rate and go slower, like very slow,
yeah.
It makes it the turns more technical and everything becomes
absolutely
a little more technical.
Yeah.
Hey, so if you look here, when you go around there.
Yeah, I would have been walking my bike a long time ago. That's where I go, I can walk this stuff, but I can't ride it. Oh,
hi Carol, hi Leslie.
Hey,
how are
you guys doing?
We're looking for new trail opportunities.
Oh, great. Yeah. Good.
Wow.
I'm impressed with you guys. You're running all over the watershed.
We're all over the watershed. Yeah.
We're on your short tails, but we're not getting in short tails. We're not getting any closer to you.
I know. No, we're good. We're loving it all.
Yeah.
Good. You guys going to go up this way?
Well, we're entertaining downhill mountain bike options.
Oh, right. Okay.
So if people want to bail out,
yes,
where might they go?
Yeah,
good idea.
Yeah. Wow, nice.
So,
yeah, this trail's in nice shape.
Good.
Yeah,
it's we just love it, and we're enjoying on a whole new trail when we turn around and come back this way.
Good.
Yeah.
We were hoping to do some maintenance on this, but we need more moisture because it's all dried out.
Yeah, it's not good in that way, but
yeah.
But it's gonna rain, snow. It's gonna snow actually.
Well, it kind of, how much did Mount Ashland get this last time?
Not very much, like a few inches.
I was so happy to see it on Grizzly Peak. I thought, it must be more. Yeah. Well, we'll let you go.
All right, take care.
Thanks, thank you.
Thanks. I didn't see you.
Good to see you guys. Shall we continue up?
Yeah. And again, this is, I was just telling Dave, this is that extra DG zone.
Yep.
But, you know, it's only...
Yeah, and I'm sort of eager to see where you were describing, because that might, but then it's going to be more of a climb.
Right.
Although they're not mutually exclusive, I guess.
It's less than 3 miles. That's why I keep coming back in my head.
It is.
Right.
Less
than
3 miles. But.
What's less than 3 miles?
The climb
up
there.
Well, we're talking about, you know, how far of a climb it would be to get up there.
3 miles, but how many hundreds of feet?
Right. Because this is the bulk of the.
A big chunk of the climb, that's for sure.
Probably like 400 vert, maybe, from the treatment plant. I don't know. We could probably find out pretty easily. Though.
So one of the questions that came up in the meeting with the Forest Service a couple days ago about Rick's Trail was whether bikers would be willing to climb up as many switchbacks. And they said, well, I think it's about the same number of switchbacks as Wonder.
That came from the Forest Service?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were trying to assess whether
people
were actually going to really climb.
So it sounded like since we weren't coalesced on one decision that they weren't ready to hear.
I think so.
That's what I got from your email.
Yeah, I think
I talked to Martin a little bit. But.
Yeah. I think maybe you and I had more of this conversation earlier than I had with Martin, but basically, I think I told you that as soon as we mess with anything in the Ashland Forest Plan, change things, it's going to delay.
Right.
And so, hold on just a sec here.
Kind of at the bottom of the food chain to get the NEPA that they need because their NEPA experts are working on the
forestry,
fuel reduction
right.
and forestry stuff.
Yep.
So, I'll tell
that's
you
about... That's what they said. That's what
yeah,
they said.
Yeah, that is. And that's, so you could have even recorded that. That's not really that unusual. But the one thing that the Mount Chester Trail Association did in... They got, one small grant. You've heard the story. They built their 7 miles of trail. It was successful. It took a long time for the Forest Service. I was a ranger there. It took us a long time to do the NEPA, longer than anybody wanted, blah, blah, blah. But then they started getting grants to pay for the NEPA.
Right.
And then the Forest Service said, sure.
Yeah, free money.
Yeah. And so it didn't take up their planning team.
Yeah.
And it certainly, they still had to review it, and they still had to okay it, but it it elevated that priority.
We offered to pay the NEPA, and we ended up paying, 30, oh, we're not, $50,000 towards the NEPA. So we raised our own money. But the issue here is the late successional reserve.
Yeah.
So it's more, it's
more than
bigger
that.
Stopping block than just doing a NEPA.
Yes. Yeah, because it might not be able to do anything.
Right.
And there.
Big one down there.
Yep.
I kind of avoided it.
Yeah. And that's, but, and then the other thing is,
I didn't get it.
Is
I didn't
not
get
just,
that, so. I was a little worried.
You know, it's one thing to
one
say, well, we'll pay for the NEPA and then you set up an account and they take the overhead and then it's still their people doing it.
Yeah.
Well, it's still taking people from their job.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what the Mount Chester Trail Association did is they hired a private contractor, NEPA people.
That's what we did. Also.
To do the NEPA. Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
You've got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, we hired a consultant that pretty expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive.
Yeah.
But they know how to get it.
City gave
them
a chunk of cash for that.
Gave us?
Yeah. We gave you, well, not a lot, $15,000 or so.
Towards the NEPA?
Towards the NEPA.
Oh.
Out of the, not the food and the
DOT?
Lodging tax.
Oh, why didn't I know that?
You probably forgot. Either that or Rob did it.
Or I'm becoming senile.
So me and Dave were just noticing that where I walked yesterday, two days, whatever.
Not too far from here?
About 150 feet that way.
Yeah.
Probably on that ridge. So I don't know, Dave might know, if that draw is possible from right here.
It's,
you can see it dive off right there.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I marked some lower ones is it's easier to cross that draw down lower than it is up here.
Yeah.
But you got to go way in and then come back out again.
Right.
So you're contouring,
right.
And then you switch back, so and then you stay over there, or you switch back in and just lean underneath here?
You wouldn't cross, basically we're right here on this arrow, looking this way.
Okay.
So the trail would come up on that ridge over there. So once you crossed here, this is pretty similar to Dave's route.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't cross that draw again.
Yeah.
But you can see, if we go higher, I can show you a spot where you might not have to cross it at all. But you could also walk out and look and just see if there's a place to cross, or we could just go to the top and then work our way backwards and see how we're looking for time.
There's going to be a runner coming behind you.
Okay.
Well,
what do you think, Torsten?
I don't know how. Are you able to walk across these uneven slopes still?
Well, I'll tell you.
Maybe we should go just look at the top end of it.
Yeah, let's go to the top, and then if you guys, and if I can't do that on the way down, I'll just come back down the trail.
Okay.
And you guys can go the other way.
Hi, good job.
Howdy.
Uno mas.
All right, nice job. Okay, let's go up high then. And
yeah, I wanna look at this. I really like this piece of trail up here. It goes through this steep area.
Oh yeah.
Is that one of the areas you were talking about?
Yeah. So right about another 50 feet. Is the beginning of the rectangle of concern.
Was there already a skid road there? Or is that all new bench?
From where? Sorry.
I guess from here to the entrance of the one that we're.
There was a lot of existing bench in here. I guess not this per se, but soon, right in that draw. And thank you. Boy, as these trees dry out and die, the limbs sag.
Wait, that one right.
Yeah.
Back there was your last, where we just were, is your last opportunity before you get to the big switchback.
Yeah.
So something like this, I'm looking at, if I had walked through here with no trail here, scouting a trail.
You'd say, oh, we can't do this.
Yeah. And that's what I'm worried about is, over there, people are like, oh, it's a draw, you can't do it. I'm going to point to this. Because this looks like it's been active. I mean, there's debris in it. Not a long time.
I think the debris just collects there because that's the
low enough.
Spot.
Okay, yeah. So maybe it's not active. But it's definitely steeper draw than the one over there.
But having said that, this, starting at that turn, this was all of concern.
Yeah.
There was a trail here, so we didn't have to scratch out a new one. I mean, we widened it substantially.
Which to me is the argument for using that one. It's already there.
Hmm.
You know? So it's like...
Yeah.
If that's part of the determination of like, can this work? Is there an existing trail?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there is. And it's in a very similar area.
I don't think that's the real argument though.
Okay. It's just like an aside.
I think the closer you get to the house and the drainage, the bigger drainage is.
Yeah.
This is a minor drainage adding to that.
Right.
And we're not contributing much in the way of silt and debris.
Yeah. But my question is how do you make that argument?
Yeah.
Because some people would say, yeah, you are.
Well, yeah. So the engineering geologist who walked this said...
Okay, perfect. So that's the key.
Well, he did say it was an area of concern.
Yeah.
And that we need to monitor things.
I'm just thinking if we do go with that side, that's going to come up from someone crossing a draw.
Well, except it's not ending in a house.
Right.
So over there, you don't have a house to worry about.
Well, I'm hoping that... I'm thinking of all the potential hang-ups, and I'm hoping that, you know...
Yeah.
And so in those places where it's a steep draw, can you kind of mitigate that with with the culvert?
Right.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, there's nothing here.
I mean, so this is...
You feel the need to, and you weren't recommended to do one here, I'm guessing.
No,
so that's,
no, in fact, I think it might have been contraindicated because I think it actually causes more disruption and it channels the water in one area that you don't want it to be.
Yeah, unless you have a really big culvert.
So we would need an expert to make that.
Yeah, you really do. From at least what I would look at, if you're laying out skid trails or whatever, it's not the bench or the trail necessarily that's giving, that's contributing sediment. It's right there at the, at the inside of the curve.
Right.
It's going to flow across, and that really steep part that's really starts picking up some steam then, and that's where you would get the washout.
The more of how the water reacts on the angle of the slope
than
the actual bench and usage itself.
Yeah. And
But also, interrupt, so one of the concerns was, does the trail collect water and funnel it to the area of concern? Mm-hmm. So what we tried to do is make this relatively flat and have some of it flow that way.
Right.
And have, you know, little dips. So water collects in different places and flows off. It doesn't all collect in this.
Yeah, and that's why I think your trail itself isn't much of water going down this way.
Right.
Not a very long distance, and it's not a very steep slope.
Right. And behind you, there's a lower spot.
Great little grade.
You know, from this point, the water on the trail is going in the other direction.
Right.
So
not much happening here.
Some people,
even the moss is growing. It's happy.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't like that we use the word sustainable for the trails plan, but that's what I mean. These kind of trail practices. You know, and I wish I could convey that better, because people are like, well, everyone
I'm looking for one of these draws where we can build a bridge on, because I want to build a wilderness bridge.
Well, I'll show you a place.
Yeah. So, let's go look.
So this is another area. So from where Sill is, the water behind you drains into that, but the water this direction drains this way and flows off on this ridge. And that's part of the design principle.
Perfect.
It wasn't. You know, we could have gone up higher, but then the water would have flowed back into here, which would have been undesirable.
Right. So and that's the perfect way, I guess, like to convey it.
Yes.
Casey, it's kind of like, you know, people, it's hard to, you go, oh, well, it depends. It depends on the length and the slope that the water is traveling.
Right.
You know, those two factors. If it's not much slope, you can go a long ways.
Right.
If it's a greater slope, it's got to be really short.
And there's probably some calculation that someone has to figure out.
Well, there is, actually.
Yeah, a good one to
see that.
Some
traction there. See that?
Yeah, that's been there for
years. You know, there's a, you know, the Forest Service has trail building, you know, handbook.
Right.
And they calculate that, like, so on a certain slope, and in our, you know, timber sale administration, when you're laying out skid trails.
Stop.
I
was just going to add, so part of the design principle here, that we were encouraged to flow water down these
ridges.
So you can see that the water flows here, and then it goes that way.
Yeah.
So it's a longer distance. It's not in the ravines.
Because this one's even more abrupt.
It is.
Yeah. I know, we saw that down there. It almost looks like a parachute. One of those parachutes.
So that's like that when they, that's how they calculate how far apart to put water bars.
Right.
And then to what angle the water bar has to be. Like whether, you know, it's an angled water bar or straight across or...
So Casey, in this area, we tried to route the trail up here, but the engineering geologist said you don't want to touch this,
because
this is vulnerable already, and you can see evidence.
Yeah, it's rippling down.
So you want to be below kind of a vulnerable...
Well, we don't want to, I think they call this the toe. You don't want to disturb the toe, because then it just undermines everything above it.
Right.
And so we stuck down here, which...
Is this existing?
This was existing. So we this is undesirable in the sense that it's the trough, and so water from there drains here, and this... It's a short area, though.
It's less of those grade reversals we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Because there's just not an opportunity, unless you have cut below that, below here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, these two drains give me hope. That will not be as problematic if it's all the right over there.
But this is one of the areas that we're monitoring to see if there's any slippage.
Yeah. This is the last footstep here.
Yep.
Did you post the no trespassing on the Newman property?
I did.
I'm just curious if they asked for it, or...
They did.
Have you asked them?
He provided the signs. I put them in. I have a feeling, I haven't checked in a long time, I have a feeling they've been torn out.
No, they were there last week.
Oh.
At least one. How many did you put in?
I saw one.
I think there are five.
Which property?
Newman's property.
Is that that goes by Granite Nature Trail?
No, it connects Wonder to Hit, basically.
Oh, the Newman Newman Group.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Dominique.
Yeah.
We're on Wonder.
Excuse me. I was thinking of that area down below, Heart Nature, that has a land use action sign.
Below Heart?
Comes out on the
trail or above it?
Below,
Because below it is the
parallel
park.
Parallel to it.
Oh.
There's a bunch of, like, flagging and storage poles.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I know that the city is very upset about all the trails that are going in from Hit to Heart. Via the ditch trail.
Right.
And I think you can anticipate that that will disappear soon.
Uh-huh. What about the what about the path through that property that we were just talking about with the no trespassing sign?
Will it be
disappearing soon?
I have no idea. I know the city doesn't like that there's a trail on city property, and the property owners don't like that there's a trail. It looks like it. That or animals. It's kind of a cool area. So this is all obviously roadbed.
Yeah.
Which I don't know, maybe it helped in the acceptance of this as a trail. Made building it easy.
Yeah. There are so many roadbeds here.
Yeah, like that one. Yeah.
They're all over.
Yep.
That's cool.
Well, David shouldn't be taking his phone calls up there, so we're going to move on. Various unsanctioned trails that are popping up. The city doesn't have that many resources to apply to.
Yeah. I wasn't aware of any new ones. The ones I know have been there.
There are a whole bunch.
At least 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
besides one that popped up last fall that was quickly decommissioned.
Right. It was replaced by arguably a better one that someone has firmed, cut trees.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Chris was not happy about that.
I wonder if some game cams up there would help.
Well, I'm sure, but it's kind of Big Brother. Big Brother-ish.
Well, they already have the drones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Repurpose the drones. Well, that's not good.
So we're approaching the area that I think you had mentioned before.
Yeah.
Right
can,
off to
we
the
can
left
look
here.
At this yeah. First. Originally I thought this, and then I went away from it, and I realized kind of that sandy soil.
Yeah.
Issue. I don't know if we're out of it. It still looks pretty, obviously, really exposed. So it probably does.
I think this is part of that same hillside.
Yeah.
This is also where the city planted a bunch of ponderosas. And that's probably one of them right there that it's not doing that great.
No, I don't think that's going to be a winning proposition
you
this
see,
low
you
on
can
a...
You can see a whole bunch of them. There's just not a whole lot of moisture on this.
On a south slope, this low elevation. I mean, they're cutting them all out at Lithia Hillside.
Yeah, well, there's a...
I don't think they're coming back.
Yeah, I don't think they are either.
Well, maybe
Chris and I were talking about that yesterday. How he said, well, we might just have to plant trees knowing they're not going to grow very big. And you know,
keep them in rotation.
Cold, the dying ones are
going
to go off.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, so here's where... at one point I had walked down
right
this, yep, checking the slope out. My original plan, I think I drew this in as an example, but I went a little further last week and found something that might have been a little better soil.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know if we're above. You can see the out the
yep
outturn of the berm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think traversing here would get us above that draw and keep us on that side.
Now, I have a question. So if
we'll have to go
so
look
from here, the trail is we're on the contour for
yes
a ways,
like
right?
Like we were looking at.
So
in the
it's
zoom
getting
meeting
easy now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So once you've made it here,
yeah,
it's getting pretty easy.
Well, from here. So sorry, what's your question?
Yeah.
So my question is then, you know, it does it make sense to like keep going because it's easy
right
here because we don't need the bail off here. Bail off
here. You're done your climbing. You're done.
But I think it's dependent on what's deemed the most appropriate entry.
Right.
Because
yeah
the entry is the issue.
The entry
I don't think
to the bailout.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to show you guys the next
yeah
spot.
Okay.
But you're
yeah
right. Like
yeah
from here, the limiting factor is where the Forest Service property is.
Yeah.
Followed by the soil conditions of where and avoiding draws.
But I'll just say from my own experience riding
yeah
that is hard. But once you get here, you're not done. You still it kicks
oh yeah
up periodically. And some of the hardest parts are still coming.
Okay.
But we're not, I don't think we're going to get to those, right?
It depends on how far up we go.
I'll show you.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not far. I'll
I was just
you can lead the way.
That was Dominic. He said, by the way, remember if you have a bunch of downhills, our bike's going to start going down Wonder as well, as long as they're here. But anyway, I was admiring my rocks back there.
Oh, yeah, I remember you worked on those.
I those. Those were three rocks all in one clump, and I dug a pit and pushed two of them over the side.
Oh, yeah.
It was really tight.
Well, that's why you build the downhill better than the climb trail. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean,
what that eliminates is people like me who like going down gradual trails.
Well, this
but
this,
we don't have any.
By better, I don't mean
oh, I
steeper.
I
just
like,
mean
instance,
more enjoyable.
I would love to ride Red Queen. That's my kind of trail.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't want to scream down the hill.
Well, I mean, I would love to make something like that over here. That's when we were talking, you said, why? Remember in the meeting, you said, why don't you build it like Jabberwocky if it's only
right
for bikes?
Yeah.
I said, well, the goal is to try to make it a
more
mellow
accessible
descent and an accessible descent.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think we could do it. I do. So I don't, when I said make it better or more desirable,
right,
it doesn't necessarily mean faster and steeper.
Yeah.
You still have to climb up here to get to it. It's still not going to attract the shuttlers,
right,
tourists, you know.
But to your point, David, I think, I mean, you could argue that mountain bikers could be going down this now, and there are occasionally bikers who go down, but not that many.
Yeah, pretty good.
And by having an alternate downhill route, I can't imagine it would encourage even more people to go the wrong way.
Well, it's just they want to go a different way.
That's always the case, I guess.
Yeah. But that way already exists.
I know.
Yeah.
So some of that you're never going to fix.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always going to be people that...
I mean, I guess one of the concerns that we should address at some point is there is often a tendency to create new trails off of existing trails. And we'd want to make sure in the design that it doesn't facilitate that or encourage it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and that's where, again, talking about Jabberwocky and BTI, not in the context of the steepness or the difficulty, but in the context of, like, those are enjoyable trails, and you don't see that.
People aren't going off
on those trails,
right.
And that's a perfect, I think, to me, that's a
yeah
great example. And the reason, not to justify it, that you're seeing issues on the west side, that hit road area, because there isn't a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when the user-created thing comes up.
I think you're right. I think the best way to avoid that illegal use, for lack of a better term, is to build, you know, a legal alternative.
Yeah. I mean, the other
like
side
of that... people are riding down this...
Right.
You know, they'll keep doing it, and some always will. You're right. But a lot of people will choose that... the route that we want them to choose, because
right
it
it's there. So,
yeah. And I don't, I also want to say that I don't think that the creation of, I don't think that's like a desired outcome in terms of like, we're not looking at this as an issue that we're trying to fix right now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, if I don't want to address potential new usage and how they would use it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there's a lot of people, I think there's people looking for a way out, like we're trying to provide, but I don't think there's a lot of people using this as a way out right now. I mean, early on, like we talked about, I think there were some more, and it was probably until the word got out that it was a challenging climb. I think that you know, there's probably 3 months, 4 months of that.
Yeah. So it's really visitors probably who are doing.
And
more,
I've seen some visitors.
Yeah.
And I've had a talking with them.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it gets through to them, but
well, maybe that speaks to the need for better signage or information at the trail.
Yeah. And then they always claim we didn't see the sign. I'm like, oh, there's two of them up there.
Yeah.
And I helped you install one of them.
Yeah.
I know the signs are there. Like, you should probably walk your bike out of here or turn around. But I'm not a cop, so I'm not going to make you do it.
Yeah.
I came up White Rabbit, came down off of Queen of Hearts, and there's a sign that says, no downhill bikes.
Mm.
And I'm saying, so if you just climbed up White Rabbit, where are you supposed to go? Because it doesn't tell you where you're supposed to go.
Mm.
It just tells you can't
you
go
can't
down
go.
From here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So some of our signs...
Well, conversely, I mean, I've seen a lot of people walking up Rabbit Hole too, hiking up.
And there's a sign definitely.
Yeah.
Block. I put that sign in.
Sometimes those more accessible locations might see more of that because they're most like more likely to have the casual visitor or.
Yeah. Or I mean, honestly, I know people. I've seen people I know go up Rabbit Hole, and how are you doing that?
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
But
on foot or bike?
On foot.
It doesn't seem like
I see people doing it on bike too. I've seen I don't know if this happens anymore.
I've seen
it
people
got
going
fixed,
up on
but
bikes.
E-bikes.
Yeah.
Because they can actually ride the berms because it's a shallow grade.
So, oh god. It's like
the traffic pattern.
Yeah.
How far are we now from Forest Service?
We're still
we got a ways.
A couple hundred yards, I guess.
At least.
Nope. So the next point of interest, other than looking at this, is
this hill
be where I walk
is hard on a bike.
Time.
It's just this little rise.
Yeah,
oh,
you're right. That's
yeah.
So not to be lulled into complacency.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's I mean, you're right. We're on an old roadbed, but it's you know those roadbeds sometimes go up 30% grades.
So this is the top
even
of
though
that
it's
drop.
Short.
Right here is the spot.
Okay.
And that's
hard. We want to be on that side of the draw, right?
Well.
Or else you go into Forest Service.
No. Forest Service, we're still a ways.
Oh, we got a long ways to
There's
go.
There's another draw.
Yeah.
This is the this is the furthest north draw. There's a south draw, too.
Oh, okay.
This hill? This is another steep hill.
I didn't remember this. But that's not to say you couldn't have your first bailout crossing down here.
Absolutely.
Up,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And that would cover spam calls every day.
Yeah. Steep.
Survivors.
Steep and sustained.
So, yeah, and it's unfortunate that it gets this steep and when it made it finding a spot kind of hard, but I think I found something over there.
Oh, yeah.
So we're about halfway. Well, we're almost there.
This is one of the hardest hills.
Yeah.
And we
really cool rock, right?
Experimented with putting it over there for reduced grade, but the longer you make it, the less steep it is.
Yeah.
Well, at least you can get some speed up and then hit it.
Yeah, you can.
If you got the legs to get some speed.
Yeah.
Do
you have any legs left?
Up by the time you've gone through all the rest.
So, really cool rocks down there.
So this is one of the trails that connects back to Hit Road and through the Newman Group property.
Right here.
I
never noticed
and
that.
I've decommissioned it, I don't know, a dozen times.
You don't know who is doing that, Trace, Casey?
This?
Yeah.
No, it's my understanding that not that it means I don't know who it was, but it was my understanding that these were hiking trails.
No, they were bikers that did it.
It's a mix.
Because they put up signs saying, don't decommission this trail because it's a good biking trail.
I do remember those signs.
I don't remember it saying biking, but I'll have to look because I took a picture of it. I was, like, shocked by that strategy. And that made me think it was someone new.
I think it might have been a hiker.
Or not local. Because
I don't know.
To put that up and think, like, oh, yeah, the city will be cool once they read your sign, that was a weird tactic.
That is a very weird tactic.
Yeah. We haven't seen that anywhere else that I know of.
And this is just one of, I don't know, half a dozen different entries, probably more than that.
Wow.
Now, I hike it, but not much.
So...
we'll have to show you my cool lunch rocks on Newman Tracking. It is so cool.
David!
You'd have to be listening pretty far in the meeting. Okay, we're almost to...
he's willing to sell that, by the way.
Look, oh, and you talked to him and he gave you permission to have lunch there, right?
Another steep hill with turns. No free lunch on this trail.
Yeah, I'd be crying by now.
I go in frequently, but I like to see if anybody's doing it.
Yeah, that looks very hospitable.
Yeah. I went over there one time, they were cutting trees.
This is where I hike down, right there.
Do you guys want to walk down this? We should. I think we should check it out.
Yeah, this is the zone I was talking about that would...
track back to where David...
it would track back this way, switch back somewhere, and... this point over here is where you could have a tie-in.
You sure don't have much room to switch back on the, between these two draws.
Well, you can get... we can go walk in if you want. There's one place you can cross the draw, I think.
That way?
I think it's this one.
But I mean, you want crossing that way or that way?
You would cross this way and come back.
Okay.
If we just follow my orange line... man, I can't figure out how to see my notes on each of these waypoints that I draw.
You can't just click on the...
well, I'm clicking, but it's leaving them.
Oh, right. It's leaving another one? Are you recording as well?
Not right now.
Okay. I just started GPSing this from here, so.
So you have, do you have this on your LiDAR map?
Uh-huh.
Can I see where we are?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, so we're almost to the property line.
All right.
Just got an update.
Yeah.
I went over and tried to walk back from here, and it was
too right.
Just the end of it. I added the slope. Angle shading too.
So
we
we're talking about between those two draws.
Let me
and so this
up the LiDAR.
Sorry, I have so many lines on here.
No, that's all right.
Dave and Jeff's idea actually came from here.
From there, yeah.
But we were looking at each of those
right.
Outturns. So
then this is before like when it starts to straighten out, but before these last couple of little
which actually looked okay, but that's where it seemed like
you can see your purple line there.
This seems a little more dirt like,
so it doesn't look
more supportable.
Doesn't look bad until down there.
Then we have to stay on this.
Yeah,
we have to stay on this side of that draw.
Yep.
Well, not being technical bike rider, so when you're on this steep and from a soil standpoint, you might be able to bench.
They found something cool for my phone that you might get a kick out of.
Right.
If you think about it, it's the same.
If you don't have it already.
That's what we're standing on.
Right.
You know, you bring up your map and it bounces,
down,
your cursor bounces around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be able to stay on the trail.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't be able to stay on the trail. And when it's that steep, you can't
Well, hopefully what you're riding on isn't as steep. It's more of some grade reversals that are creating natural speed controls.
Yeah, okay, right.
Watching the satellites.
Okay.
Now they're not...
I'm recording you, sorry.
Yeah, that's
I was trying to hold it over so I can capture you.
Let me know if you need me to step in there. You got 20% of battery left. Or I can GPS.
Now we've got three satellites locked.
Okay, well, let's get going because I only have 20% of my battery left.
Or someone else can GPS because that's probably sucking down your battery.
I don't have the GPS on this. I have on my phone.
Okay.
Or, sorry, on my... What?
Okay, so I'm not going to go down there. I'll
okay,
walk down
now we can
trail.
Start GPSing because we're locked on four satellites.
Oh, yeah,
took it that long.
Wow.
How far it really is.
Yeah, I'll just stay on the trail. That'll be mine.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk on up to the Forest Service boundary.
Okay.
Just to look there.
Okay.
But,
do you know where it is? Because I
there's
think,
a yellow sign.
Yeah, if you look
the
up to the...
Is it to the right?
It's to the right, up above. But there's also... AFR, I think, has cut sort of a line.
Yeah, I think... I mean, when we walked up here,
yeah,
we saw that.
Yeah.
So I'll just walk up that far, and then I'll walk down.
Okay.
So I'll see you guys, and I'll yell.
Yell if you need help.
Help! No, I'll be fine.
What
okay.
Are you recording CD quality or something?
I
should be able to record all day long.
Well, this is a older phone too. Lead on, Casey.
Okay.
Pull.
And I'm not trying to walk what I think your line is.
Sure.
I'm trying to survive.
No, I get it. We're looking at terrain.
I'm trying to just look, but I think originally I kind of grabbed that.
Contoured it across.
Yeah. Obviously, the contours are kind of what you want to be on, and it's a little steeper here.
A lot of poison oak in here, just so you know.
You know, I've gone, almost 3 days. You didn't get it yet. I'm still hit and miss. Like, I'll get covered every now and then, and sometimes I won't get it. It's like a weird reaction. So I think avoiding that draw is probably in our best interest. But you have some steeper switchbacks to start with. Or you'd come off here and not have a switchback,
I don't know.
And just start from this direction and not and switch back down here instead.
I don't know that you need to avoid that draw.
Okay.
I mean, we should see if there's ever water in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it does look steep on the other side, so I'm not sure that's a good idea.
You want to look at it really quick?
Yeah.
I'm leaning on you guys for the more of the possibilities of like. You built this stuff, so.
I mean, I suppose another consideration is if you want a trail that's usable most of the time,
right,
then you have to consider that, if it ever snows ever again, it might be stuck here for a while.
The water?
The snow.
What are we at, 2,700 feet?
Yeah. I mean, it's in the winter, a good chunk
north
of winter,
facing.
This would be in the shade.
Yeah.
However, I mean, this isn't that steep a draw.
Okay.
And I could see you could actually keep going out.
All right.
That's my personal feeling.
Special.
And the longer the switchbacks, in my mind, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. That's...
So I think we should continue out that way and see.
Yeah, and I did abandon an entry point up here, so maybe we'll get over to that, and you could let me know of like, oh yeah, that was probably a good idea to abandon it, or we didn't have to abandon it.
Yeah.
You know?
What are those flags below us?
I don't know, there was some tight stuff up here too, but that's probably just close.
There's, you see those?
Yeah, I see them.
Tape flags, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what makes it a more difficult trail is the steeper berm.
Yeah.
So minimizing those.
Yeah, you want to be able to turn on some nice ridge that is flatter.
Yeah, and I don't know if we'll find it out here, but at least we'll know.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Here's the other ridge.
So this wasn't you, this pink flag.
No, I didn't flag anything out here.
I don't think it was David.
I always assume it's fire crews, honestly.
Let's see where we are vis-a-vis.
So I think this is where I abandoned ship because I thought it was too steep. Like above this.
Uh-huh.
As far as an entry, like this stuff seemed not as conducive above us.
Well, interesting.
Yep, this is where I made it to.
So it does seem like you could have a turn in here
somewhere. Here, diving back.
Yeah.
But then we don't also know what. Well, I guess the draw would inherently, I don't know if that's true, get less steep as you descend it.
Yeah, it actually gets steeper toward
know, like
the bottom.
Yeah, like poison, right? That's where it gets really steep. So that was a bad assumption. But you want to walk out here and switch back?
Yeah.
Go back
yep.
to the other knob.
David is nearby.
That way we'll know kind of just how far of a run we would get.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of being out of that area of concern.
Yeah.
A little flatter right here. I think there's an old skid road a little further, but...
Yeah. There's a skid road.
You got your LiDAR.
Yeah, I do. I have the LiDAR map up. There's a skid road, maybe, I don't know, 100 feet, 200 feet?
Anyway, somewhere in here, I guess, is where you want to bank turn.
Yeah.
Should we just double back?
Yeah, let's choose back. But yeah, there's seems like there's ample room for a turn in here. Still a pretty steep side slope, but...
Yeah, it's so hard to look at it when there's no trail there, because...
Yep.
If I look at Wonder, I would be like, oh, this looks like Wonder, or maybe not. I would have a reference.
Yeah.
But without the trail there, it's hard.
So we're about to head in, at least on this map, showing a steeper side slope, but it doesn't actually look too bad.
Well, let's see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, these look like human tracks.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe they're deer.
Or AFR people.
There's some print right here.
Yeah. I bet it's AFR stuff. Yeah.
Well, wait till you see that cut down there. Yeah, see, like in here, that's
gradual. That's not bad.
That's gradual.
And, you know, this whole drainage, I bet it never sees flowing water.
Right.
Ever. And I just don't think it's a major issue.
Okay.
But I'm not an engineering geologist, and well, you just want to make sure, again, that... This wouldn't be the way that you wouldn't funnel water into this drainage. You'd want to funnel any water away from this.
Using those kind of grades.
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly think the crux of it is finding your entry point.
Yeah, I think you're right.
This is right here.
This is
until you get to where poison comes out, and that's less ideal.
So. You guys call it poison, but I don't think that's the right name.
I don't know if it's called poison. Yeah. I'm going off
so
their name.
So really what Rob's trail is really Poison Oak Trail.
Okay.
And it was a misnomer to be called Rob's. And.
Oh, yeah, of course.
of course.
That's not ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, now that we're on the other side of this draw, we're kind of out of that. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not a soils expert, but... Duffier, less, you know.
Yep.
Well, it is here because all the
canopy.
Yeah.
This is a great.
This is a good slope here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of room, I think. And David, you know, my sense of that drainage and that slope is it's not really that bad.
Over there?
Yeah. Where we just came from, and I think
it's
you could do.
When I came up, I'm looking down. This is easier to build on.
Absolutely.
And then it can go over through a pretty easy draw and hit. But, sure.
I mean, but it could actually go both ways. And so
right, he's saying just a longer run before switchbacks.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Instead of having switchbacks on top of switchbacks.
And there's some trails. There's a trail right there.
Because we were also talking how switchbacks sometimes are what make it a blue versus a green. If you can minimize, that's sometimes the hardest part of a trail.
Okay.
So if you can minimize
the part to build.
Those turns and
right.
maximize the gradual runs, I think that would... I'd want to have this get put on Trail Forks as a green.
Yeah.
You know,
but
if
you
possible.
Have
green
all
is
kinds
easier.
Of easiest.
Yeah.
yeah.
Blue is like double sixes in kayaking. Chance of death.
No, black. You're talking
black.
Black. It's like the ski resort.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with that.
Double black diamond.
Okay.
Black trails are like a ski trail. Blues and black.
Although you go some places and they go.
No, Jabberwocky's not a blue. That's a green.
Well, I know.
It's so different everywhere.
Well,
you go.
It depends on who you talk to.
Yeah.
And I think you wrote this maybe that, you know, seasonally Jabberwocky
yeah.
becomes sort of an advanced blue or almost a black.
Right.
And then when it's groomed and moist and hero dirt, it's a green blue. Nathan considers it a green, but I'm not Nathan, so.
It's not a green.
I did
write it. If a beginner has to walk on it, it's not a green.
No.
And
yeah,
no one,
exactly.
and that first berm is.
Is already.
Yeah.
yeah. But I like that there's a steep turn right off the get go. It gives you an alert. Okay.
Yeah, like, oh, I better be on.
Yeah. I rode that yesterday.
This is like not going this
down
is
that.
That green gets really steep.
Yeah,
right
I don't
here.
Think you want to go down that.
So,
yeah, you want to cross above it.
But you know, it'd be fun to go
well,
make a turn right at those Madrones and go right.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we're like
way ahead
like,
of ourselves.
Yeah, I guess we're just we should be focusing on feasibility.
Yeah. Well, feasible.
Cause, I mean, what we're gonna have to do is give like a broad recommendation, right?
Yeah.
Not like a flag.
No, I don't think we need to do a flag route. I think this part is feasible. I'm more concerned down below where. It's kind of funnels into that trough.
Yeah, switchbacks get tighter down there.
Yeah. So then you go from a green into a more advanced. This is great. This is good. Plenty of room.
But I mean, also from an advocacy standpoint, there was no way.
Yeah.
If it was still possible to put a trail there safely,
mm-hmm.
there was no way to make it a green. We wouldn't want to not put the trail in.
Right. Right. Well, ideally, you wouldn't have people walking in the last 100 yards.
Yes.
I still think you could go out
yeah.
there and come back.
Right. At this point, do we want to keep walking, or
yeah.
do we just want to straight line it? It depends on how you want to see it on your
well,
GPS.
Yeah. I guess I'd kind of like to see what's out there.
Okay.
I know that this is doable. I'd rather
see what's not. See what's missing.
Yeah. See what's possible.
I'm in the market for a new pair of hiking boots. I am in my.
I highly recommend Hobos.
That's
Hobo?
What I've been hearing.
Huh.
I think REI carries them too, right?
Yep. That's what I've got. Both packs still have support.
The crux of that is just finding time to go to Metro.
I rode Jabberwocky on my gravel bike yesterday.
Oh,
so I sort of, that might make it a blue trail just by virtue of the fact that I can do that.
You're brave.
Yeah, it's just bumpy.
It's bumpy.
A lot of braking bumps.
I am scared of it. Probably nothing else. If the city and the Forest Service would allow us to run a down there with a machine.
Oh.
Like drag the trail almost.
Yeah.
But I just see that being.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I mean, it was built with a machine.
Yeah.
And they would pay for it. But it's almost like.
Would that work?
Some people I talked to, the guy who works for BLM and runs Mountain of the Road,
mm-hmm.
he suggested it. And he knows way more than I do. He built the whole trail system out there.
That seems like a great idea.
because it needs
detail. And it's so hard to
tell.
It's really hard to. It's hard to keep up with that. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, right in here looks pretty good.
There's plenty of room. Let's see where we are relative. We've got plenty of room vis-a-vis city or Forest Service. LiDAR is good, so we're in this area. It's not dark, it's light.
Right. What are those blue routes? Water?
That's the, those are the drainages we crossed. Nice. It's dotted blue. So, the seasonal, but...
Can you go down a little bit this way?
This way?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the area that it's going to be of concern is down here.
That's where that, I want to show you guys the trail that I found.
Okay, yeah.
At some point. We'll run into it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, at some point, this will be uncrossable, right?
Yeah.
To go back on that.
Yeah, so we have to make sure that we make it back on the right side, correct side.
You know, it actually gets really shaded and nice. You take Lower Wonder the whole way down, and it kind of has the same canopy level.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you get down to these trees, and it's like, you're in the forest. A little more. Painted this guy.
Cool.
There's an old git or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably like a mellow turn through there would work. I don't know, I mean, just keep going, I guess, right? Until you can't
turn? Until either you can't turn or you run up to the Forest Service boundary.
Yeah, how are we doing there?
We're good. Plenty of room. Yeah, that might be a good turn location, possibly. Yeah, so you can see the Forest Service boundary sign up there. It's right at the top of this road. But I think if you could make it all the way over here...
That's a nice run.
Have a nice run, few turns. Start heading back this way. Yep. Still a lot of climbing to get to this. So it's a bailout, but it's a. And like you said, I guess it's only 3 miles, but. Yeah. Or it's not even 3 miles, right? It's only like a mile and a half.
Well, the whole trail's 3 miles, right?
Yeah, so.
Probably like a mile and a quarter, I guess?
Yeah.
You get a lot of mileage when the trail flattens out up at the top.
Yeah.
That's a cool rock.
Yeah, depending on the gradient, you could go back that way and come back. And you could get a lot of switchbacks in here.
Yeah, and stay on this side. There's a cool rock up here. You know, and also having it over here, I mean, I've said it before, I don't think people are going to be tempted to get back on Lower Wonder and ride down it, but that argument, that issue goes out the door because you can't see the trail and you're well away from
the... Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yep. So let me just show you this LiDAR imagery, because at some point we're going to run into some steep areas. So,
oh yeah, we're heading right for it.
Yeah.
So either be on that side or duck
or
below.
Or down over here and go across.
Let's try to duck below.
Go around this way.
I think so.
I agree. So you want to just meander instead of going back and forth? Sure. I don't know where David is. I'll just go down this easy.
Sure.
Yeah.
We don't really have a guess like lower links or upper links would be like a contouring or a trail on a ridge, you know, back and forth.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, maybe some of BCI. But Jabberwocky's got some more side hill feel. Lizard has a side hill.
Yep.
Lower Marty's has a side hill. Catwalk, you know, mostly side hill. So this would be like a total different flavor.
It would be a totally different flavor. And it would be a great reason to ride over here instead of on the other side. Distribute users.
Yeah.
Wow, this is great. This is tons of space.
It's a shame it's steeping so much below this, but
I know.
It is a lot of space.
We are going to hit a roadbed according to the LiDAR. This thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't really help because we're trying to get down there. So maybe we can somehow slide in this.
This is where that trail is. It's really steep in there.
Yeah.
We can go check it out. I haven't walked it.
Yeah, well, we're headed down there. We're going to find it.
Here's the rock I was looking at. I found that rock earlier.
Wait, I'm not seeing it.
Oh, it's straight ahead, 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so you'd want to bring the trail by this rock just for scenic qualities. If you can.
You know, I think maybe I did go out of the way you're talking. No. Uh-huh. You know, to the right a little more. But yeah, now we're at the top. You can see the bluff.
Right.
Like, yeah, like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, up there. Poison Oak Central. Maybe 100 yards from where you are. There's a big boulder.
The bike park side of me. It's a pretty steep wall ride.
Yeah. Yep. Boy, this is Poison Oak Central here.
Kinda like.
Suppose we should.
Yeah, this is pretty sweet right here.
Yeah.
Someone's been over there.
Oh, there's all kinds of evidence of people here. I'm sure people have camped here. There's beer cans, clothing.
Get a little bit of trail karma.
There you go. Yeah, so this bench that we're on shows up on the LiDAR as this.
Oops. Yeah. There we go. So we tied into where I came, because I came to this point.
Yeah.
But we were a little further south coming down than I had been, because I was worried about crossing that drop. But
yeah.
Now, where's the fence from here? Well away?
The fence.
Because this is getting into the water treatment.
Yes. Oh, let's see. We're way above the water treatment plant. Let me bring up the...
Yeah, we're like at the top of the bluffs, huh?
Yeah, let's see. Slider. Okay. Where is it? Why is it not showing up?
Oh, there it is. It started to populate. I thought... Oh, no. I was wrong.
Maybe I have to degrade the LiDAR imagery so I can see the water treatment plant. There we are. Yeah. Yes, we're ways, not too far, but so we're there, and there's the fence.
Yeah, so it's not like it's going to be on this side of the ridge.
No.
I wonder if they won't like something coming this close. Well, I mean, more wonder that way.
Yeah.
Always got to try to anticipate concerns.
Well, whatever you anticipate, there'll always be something else.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it is Poison Oak Cabin. We're going to go this way anyway, so...
A little false morel right here. Some ferns popping up.
Something. Is that what those are?
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
Seems kind of weird spot for ferns.
Yeah.
It's not shady enough.
That's one of the benches I like to walk along near.
Yeah. Well, David, the area we came down is pretty hospitable. But the crux is coming. Yep.
So it's got to be higher than this.
So maybe you can just go back and forth and back and forth.
It'd be tighter, but...
be really tight.
If you're trying to get out.
I mean, it could be sort of like a rabbit hole.
Oh, shoot. We missed the trail I wanted to show you.
Oh.
It's like 400 feet that way.
The one at the bottom of the watershed?
It's like a...
looks like a homeless trail.
I think it's...
Does it go like this way at the base?
It's been bench cut with tools.
Right, that's what I mean.
Think it's a homeless trail?
I don't know. That's because we were coming down from the other side of the hill and we could see it all the way at the bottom.
Huh.
Well?
Well, let's go down this and see if we can figure out a route through this.
Yeah, actually, because I think before I had walked back there and there's some really pretty woods.
Uh-huh.
So... we did cut it back down, but if we wanted to continue out that way,
yeah, still go through there.
Portable, and then coming down, kind of this.
I think that's all doable as long as we don't dip into that.
Well, yeah, and that's what's so funny about the trail there.
Yeah, right down the sluice.
It goes right through the creek.
Yeah.
I was just curious what you guys thought, but we'll go look at it another time.
Yeah.
I haven't been over to look at it. Just looked down at it.
From up above.
Yeah, but you can see there's a cut.
And it's almost like trenched inside the slope.
Boy, this is going to be tricky.
Yeah.
But those guys use a lot of tools. They flatten up some big areas. There are places all over Acid Castle.
Yeah. There are people that work.
No.
This would be challenging.
I wonder if they could grab some slope right here.
Uh-huh.
And dive it back in.
That's obviously the hill that's the other side of the water treatment plant.
Yeah.
I mean, is that crossable?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Not here, but it was lower.
I was thinking...
but I mean, if you could sort of contour around and go around and then come back.
Yeah, like you would almost contour this way.
Exactly.
So you're not...
you'd almost be going uphill, except you'd still be descending, and then bank off the
right
side, come back.
That's kind of where that Madrone grew.
I mean, it could be really cool if it didn't get all muddy and... I mean, I guess you could have a structure in there.
Well, there's your bridge.
There's your bridge, David.
Yeah.
You got the money?
Two trees, we're good.
Two trees. That drainage looks more problematic than that one.
Okay.
It just to my sight, but...
that's the one that's been on my bucket list, is take the Forest Service Advanced Building, where you learn how to move boulders with block and tackles and build bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, or use boulders as a bridge.
Yeah.
Figure out... I don't know. I mean...
if you get down in there, it's kind of a nice shot down.
Well, yeah, and I hiked out that little ditch the other day. But that has a steep... well, it has a weird entry back to the fire road.
And Jeff and I
contoured that hill out, and it's kind of hard. Actually, we got up to about the rock before we could cross back over again.
Because now you're in that sandier stuff too. But kind of like that toothpick zone on all right off Pullman, where there's like some really good cribbing. Could work maybe. Just wondering about crossing the waterway. That's problematic, but
yeah.
Hey, there's
I would
nice
love
trail.
To, and this is accessible. I'd love to get somebody.
An expert in here to.
Yeah, or even like an expert trail builder.
Ah, yeah.
To be go, oh yeah, we would do this, this, that.
Yeah.
And they would see it.
Yep.
Better than I am.
I have no doubt you could build little mini bridges like they do in Jackson Forest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Forest. That's a good example.
Yeah.
Do you talk to those guys very much?
Oh, Forest Park, you mean? Oh,
yeah.
In the Woodlands area.
The Woodlands.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you ever work with those guys?
Yeah, awesome. That's how we started AWTA with them.
With their model
Larry.
In mind.
Larry Smith.
Cool.
But he's gone now, I think.
Is he?
I think so, I think.
As in dead?
No, I think he's no longer leading the effort, as far as I know. I could be
wrong. Do you know Doug Naverson? You should, he's a distance runner.
There's a Naverson trail out there.
Yep, that's him. He got Forest Park going. Huh.
Yeah, this is
This is the crux. I think it's all doable above, with maybe a few challenges here and there, but this.
I like the idea of cutting back, like we talked about, and grabbing the contour.
Yeah.
And coming, so this is, you can almost visualize.
Yeah, and come right back through here.
And like it'd almost be good if it was finishing a little uphill. Like a little.
Uh-huh.
You know, up and over and then back down around.
Right.
This is, you're good here, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, if you were to go across. Yeah. Probably, although who knows how much water flows through there when it's really, I mean, we're in a drought, so we really don't even know what a 50-year event is, let alone the more increasingly common 100-year event. Got this culvert here indicating they think water goes through there in the pre-drought era.
If you cross that draw, then you also got the possibility to come, you know, the next landing over here. You know the landing on the other side of
the
gate? Huh?
That's Forest Service, right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's true.
It would be.
Is this right on Forest Service?
Yes, I think.
I'd assume so.
It's not quite. Oddly, it's
I can't
not.
Remember what the sign is there, but there's a nice sign at that flat area.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not quite.
Well. Yeah, there's actually.
But as you get closer to this purple line, which is the Forest Service.
Yeah, it gets clipped out.
All this dark.
Yeah, you'd have to like. Oh man, that'd be tricky. There's like one possible window. And you don't even know if it is. Yeah.
And if you cross there, you still have to get down to the road.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, the other idea would be somewhere crossing at the boulder and coming out down here somewhere, but that's getting back into
But then you're on that steep side slope.
Well, on the other side of it. But not over there.
Oh,
fence.
I see.
Like I said, that's the way Jeff and I went up that, we side-hilled that, crossed over a little higher up to the rock, and then started. It's a.
You went up this right draw.
Yeah, the other side of the draw.
And then cut over.
And then that big boulder you can cut across, and then you're on the flatter part again.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about if for a variety of reasons, or whatever reason was deemed the reason, this didn't work. Could we cut up at the boulder, be on the flat part of the side, but on the right side of the fence, and get
well,
out
just stay on this side of the hill. The fence is on the other side of the hill.
Well, I know, but it's flat up there. It wouldn't be a side cut.
Oh, you don't want to go up there.
No.
I walked that ridge.
Okay.
It's also unattractive. I mean,
better than not having a trail.
Yes, I see your point.
I'm grasping.
I understand.
This would be a grasping for straws scenario.
Yeah.
As you get up on that crest, it's a little spooky walking because it's a pretty steep pitch down to the treatment plant.
So you'd have to be well away from any sort of.
Hey, since we're done hiking, I'm going to adjourn this meeting because I'm running out of battery.
Fine. We need a new program.
Meeting is adjourned.
Yeah, because in my head I was...